Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. We want to encourage you to be inviting friends to join us, whether it's on YouTube or wherever they listen to podcasts. Just search for Eagles on the Hill, and they can like us, follow us, whatever the buttons are there, to be able to continue to be part of the conversation here as we together follow Jesus and draw strength from Him to fly like an eagle. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about The Chosen. The Chosen is a crowdfunded series that started 4 years ago with season one. Obviously, now seasons two, three, and four are in the books. Season four is in the theaters as I record this. However, it will be out very soon on the Chosen app, and you'll be able to watch all four seasons. I hope that you've been able to watch at least season one. For those who know me, you know season one is my favorite season by far, bar none. Just some great scenes there. And in fact, season one prompted me to write a Bible study that is available free online. In fact, this Bible study has become the most popular free Bible study on The Chosen in the English-speaking world, and that's kind of exciting. So you can find that at christlincoln.org/thechosen. christlincoln.org/thechosen, all one word. And just use that to have a Bible study yourself or with a small group as you watch through the episodes. So now that season four is in the books, now that I've gotten to see all the episodes from season four, I thought I would do a podcast to just give my reactions to season four in about 10 to 15 minutes. So not very long, obviously, compared to probably almost 8 hours of video and lots of Bible study besides that. So just a word of warning in case you haven't seen it. There's going to be some surprises. And so, spoiler alert, we are going to be talking about scenes from season four here. So if you don't want to hear it, then what can I say? Don't listen, although it's kind of bad to tell you not to listen to the podcast. But there's going to be some spoilers, although I think you'll still enjoy it, even if you listen through it and haven't seen it yet. So just to review on how we view The Chosen, just a wonderful thing that some Christians have put this together. They're also working with some Mormons as well, and that comes out every once in a while, so just to be aware of that. There's, I think, three different kinds of scenes in The Chosen overall, all the seasons. Some of the scenes just bring to life biblical events on the big screen. And those are the scenes that I just love. They're just so impactful, the way they put these together. Normally, I'm not a big fan of movies about Jesus. He usually has a British accent and maybe is a white guy, and so it's not exactly authentic. But The Chosen really does a good job at bringing some of these biblical scenes to life. So that's one kind of scene in The Chosen. The other kinds of scenes, a second kind of scene, is some potential, maybe, maybe not, background to some of these biblical events to kind of tie them together, some of these biblical personages. And so you can take those with a grain of salt. Might help you understand a little bit more of the background of the characters. Famously, there's a lot of background about Simon Peter, for instance. And so you can take it for what it's worth. But try to keep in mind as you're watching what is biblical and what is not, what is just hypothetical potential background. And sometimes it gets hard to sort that out. That's where using the Bible study as you go through it will be very helpful to you. The third kind of scene in The Chosen are scenes that directly contradict biblical events. And there are those. Or that provide confusion for the viewer as to what the Bible really says. And so those are the most the most challenging scenes. For instance, at the end of season two, episodes 7 and 8 of season two just really took off on a bad direction, a wrong direction with regard to the Sermon on the Mount. And so provided, if you didn't know the Bible and all you had was The Chosen, season two, episodes 7 and 8 would be episodes to, by and large, avoid because of the way they just confuse what happens in the Sermon on the Mount. Fortunately, season three, episode one pulls back from that and gives us a little bit better idea of what the Sermon on the Mount was really like. All right, so let's get into season four, because we only have so much time. So type one, those events that really help us understand or bring to life biblical events. There's a number of those in season four. The material surrounding John the Baptist, surrounding John the Baptist's birth, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and all of that, and the visit of Mary to Elizabeth, and John the Baptist's birth, his naming. They have a scene where he's named. John the Baptist's death and how that all comes about. Just very good in terms of helping us understand John the Baptist. Now, a little caveat there, that the Chosen places the death of John the Baptist after the feeding of the 5,000. In the Bible, the death of John the Baptist comes before the feeding of the 5,000. So that's where, again, the Bible study becomes important, to be able to put these things in order, because I love the Chosen, but I love the Jesus of Scripture, the real historical Jesus, far, far more than I love the Chosen. So we want to know the historical Jesus and how things actually went down. Another scene from season four is Jesus then withdrawal after the death of John the Baptist to Caesarea Philippi. And as the disciples are walking up to Caesarea Philippi, the scenery there, and when they get to Caesarea Philippi, the scene that they see in the city there is just perfect. Because having been there, that's exactly what it looks like. And so some great stuff there in the scenery. And we finally get to use the mountains. You know, often in The Chosen, we have these mountains in the background that are snow-covered, because a lot of it is filmed in Utah. There's no snow-covered mountains in Israel, except when you get up to Caesarea Philippi. Mount Hermon is just north of there and has snow cover. So finally, we get to use the snow-covered mountain in an appropriate scene. The interaction between Jesus and his disciples, particularly Simon Peter, who he names Peter there, just great at Caesarea Philippi, as far as it goes. However, it stops short. We only get half of the biblical conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter. We get the naming of Simon Peter. We get Jesus saying that upon this rock, the faith of Simon Peter will build my church. Very important to have the Bible study in hand as you watch that. But then it stops. The Bible keeps going. And the scene that the Bible has is then Jesus immediately begins to tell his disciples, okay, here's what's going to happen. The Son of Man must go, be handed over to the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees. They will condemn him to death and kill him, and on the third day rise again. And Simon Peter turns to Jesus and says, Lord, may this never be. And Jesus says to Simon Peter, get behind me, Satan. Wow, that's very different than calling him the rock when he says, get behind me, Satan. The Chosen leaves out all of that. Why? Why? I don't know. It's possible that The Chosen leaves that out because of Roman Catholic influence. And I'm sure Roman Catholics don't view that statement to Peter very well. Get behind me, Satan. In any case, it's left out. Other scenes of type one, scenes where we see the biblical events come to life. The centurion's servant is healed. The guy in The Chosen is not a centurion, but nevertheless, it's a Roman soldier. And just a wonderful scene of the faith of this Roman soldier, the healing of this centurion's servant. They have a little backstory where the servant is actually his son in The Chosen, not so in the Scripture, but whatever. That's just backstory. It's okay. Great scenes of James and John's request of Jesus to sit at his right and sit on his left, and the part that that James and John's mother plays in that. Her name is Salome, likely in the Scriptures as well. And so just a wonderful scene of how the disciples get upset at that request. What's not mentioned in The Chosen, and we go over this in the Bible study that goes with it, is that James and John likely, not 100%, but likely, were Jesus' cousins. And Salome, their mother, was Jesus' mother Mary's sister. So that's why they felt they could ask and make that request. That's 95%, not 100% in Scripture, but 95%. That's missing from The Chosen. There's just a great introduction to Pontius Pilate's conflict with the Jewish leaders. And in The Chosen, So that's introduced to us in a meeting of the Sanhedrin in The Chosen. You might miss it if you don't know it's there historically, but historically it's there. And again, the Bible study goes over that for us. So we get to see those different conflicts that we know about from history that Pilate had with the Jewish leaders. Scenes of Mary and Martha, Martha being busy with so many things, Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Great scene from Scripture. We get to see that. We get to see Lazarus dying, Lazarus being raised to life. What can I say? I'll talk about that in a minute. That's a little overshadowed by something else going on in The Chosen, which I wish wasn't there. But anyway, nevertheless, we get to see Lazarus raised to life. We get to see Judas stealing on a few occasions. And that's mentioned in the Gospel of John, that Judas used to take money from the disciples' purse and steal it for himself. We got a great scene of Hanukkah in John chapter 10, as Jesus teaches about himself as the good shepherd. That's some wonderful scenes in The Chosen. So lots of great scenes. Type 2 events in The Chosen in season 4. That is, events that are backstory, not necessarily wrong or right, just kind of made up to kind of help the story flow. I'll just highlight one kind of thematic backstory that happens in The Chosen, and that is events of theodicy. Theodicy is the age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people? Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? We've seen it already in The Chosen with little James in a scene that's not biblical, but nevertheless very powerful, I think. We've used it in worship, actually, at Christ Lincoln, because it's such a powerful scene, even though it's not biblical. But yet the concepts are biblical. We've seen a theodicy with Simon and Eden. Eden's a made-up name, but nevertheless, we know Simon and Peter was married, and the death of their unborn child, and they're wrestling through that. That's, I believe, in season 3. And now in season 4, we see it with the death of Thomas's girlfriend. Uh-oh. There goes, spoiler alert, Thomas's girlfriend Rhema dies in season 4, episode 3. And we see then Thomas struggle with this for episodes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 of season 3. So it's, in my opinion, again, while this is a very important issue of theodicy, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people, and a very important wrestle for Christians, it just begins to overwhelm episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 of season 4. And I don't see the need for it. And I think it distorts some of the other things that happen, particularly the raising of Lazarus. Should have been an event of great joy, and yet it was overshadowed because we keep getting these shots of Thomas mourning the death and being upset with Jesus for not raising his girlfriend slash fiance to life. I think that's a mistake on the part of The Chosen, and it not just a mistake in terms of, I think it's good they deal with theodicy, but it's a mistake in terms of overshadowing some of the things that are actually going on in those episodes. One of the things, I will say this about type 3 events, things that are against Scripture, is this, and this has been going on throughout The Chosen, but it gets highlighted more and more and more in season 4. There is, and we should know this, there's no evidence of conflict between Jesus and the Roman authorities in Scripture. So think about that. I'll say that again. There's no evidence in the Gospels of Jesus being in conflict with the Roman authorities. In fact, at his trial, when he's brought before Pilate, what does Pilate say about Jesus? He says, "I find nothing in this man worthy of death. I find no fault in this man." He condemns him to death, but he washes his hands. He says, "This isn't me. I don't see a conflict here with this guy. He's not bothering me." That's the Roman take on Jesus. And yet, throughout The Chosen, and it becomes more and more prominent in season 4, there is this stress, this emphasis, pervasive conflict between Jesus and Rome. I think that's a challenge because it's against what Scripture says. And it leads us into a position as Christians of thinking, oh, well, Jesus spent all of his time in conflict with Roman authority, and we tend to see ourselves sometimes in conflict with earthly authorities as well. And so we put ourselves in that position as we see Jesus in that position in The Chosen. In fact, it is a Roman who kills, so again, spoiler alert, but a Roman who kills Thomas's girlfriend, because she's following Jesus in that crowd. There's no evidence in Scripture of any followers of Jesus being killed during his life on earth, during his 3 years of earthly ministry. No evidence, particularly before Stephen, who's the first martyr in the book of Acts, that any other followers of Jesus were killed because of following him. So a big challenge there with the Chosen. And maybe there's a fourth type of event or lack of events in the Chosen that I missed in season four. As the time period for season four progressed, we should have seen the transfiguration. Crucial event in the life of Jesus. We should have seen Zacchaeus' favorite story of every kid going to Sunday school. Zacchaeus, a wee little man who climbed up in a sycamore tree. We don't see that. We should have seen Jesus giving sight to blind Bartimaeus in Jericho. A crucial event in the life of Jesus, because that is the thing, not raising people from the dead, but giving sight to the blind is the key thing that the Messiah would do. Other prophets of old had raised the dead, but nowhere has anyone giving sight to the blind until the Messiah comes. That's a messianic thing. And Jesus gives sight to Bartimaeus in Jericho just prior to Palm Sunday. Crucial, crucial miracle, and we miss it. We miss it in the Chosen. So I wish they would have been able to focus on some of those things and left out so much focus on Thomas and Rhema and all of that kind of stuff. Well, still encourage you to watch The Chosen. The Bible studies for season four are in development. You'll see them on the website. Again, they are there at christlincoln.org/The Chosen, one word. Encourage you to go there and look for them. They're in process, so you'll see some notes there that I have. But each one of those studies from season four just has a note on it that it's in process to check back for the final study. And the final studies will be released once those episodes are released on the Chosen app, and I get a chance to review them again and fill in some blanks, some missing spaces for you there. That's what we have for you today on the podcast. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of The Chosen, what you think of this podcast, ideas you have for future podcasts. Remember that, as we always do, those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast.